Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry?
Yes. Tis I.
Okay, our assignment from yesterday was I'll allow myself to love but not record and listen.
All right.
So here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Jamie in Newark, Delaware.
Hello, Jamie.
Okay. When I looked at this question, I didn't have an immediate clear answer. Several different things went through my mind, but the way I answered it was, I'll allow myself to love, but not without conditions or judgments, at least at times. And it seems like I can go from thinking that I'm okay and other people are okay, and then maybe I'll move into, well, maybe they should or I should do something different. And then it moves even a little bit further, my thinking into, well, it's not okay that I'm not that way, or it's not okay that I'm, or that it's not okay that they're not the way I think they should be.
It's like, and what it comes down to, Jamie, is there's something not okay, right? And conditioned mind is going to busily figure out what it is, right? It's either them, or maybe it's you, or maybe it's both. It's a full-time job for ego, isn't it, figuring out what's wrong with everything?
Yeah, and it seems like there might be a difference between thinking, okay, I'm doing a job this way, but maybe I could do it a different way. But then when I add the, go beyond just think, looking at two approaches, then I move into the not okay idea, and that's where
that's where the suffering starts, isn't it?
There.
Yeah. And what you're describing with that first one is what we talk about as it drops in. So we all are animated by intelligence, and it's operating through us all the time. And so things occur to us when we're here, when we're paying attention, when we're noticing what's going on inside the head. We notice that things appear there, and often they're we recognize that this is not an ego thing. This is something that just appeared there, and that's a good idea, right? I could do that. Then the voice kicks in. Well, yeah, but what about, right? So if we stop before that, then we have a good chance of sticking with the intelligence of life.
Right.
Guiding us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's very much, I feel that's a positive energy. That's
trying to
look at, look at options. But then it moves into that wanting to control myself or other people, and there's wrong and right, and I'm not. Yeah, the ego never is never satisfied.
Never, it is dissatisfaction.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jamie, I hope you make a process map out of this. What you're seeing, a lot of recordings. Because what you've just laid out for us all is how it works.
Right.
That's what's going on all the time. We're either listening to those ego voices of trying to figure out what's wrong, or we're here noticing, paying attention, and aware that life, the intelligence animating us, is guiding us. And then what happens after that? If we stay with life, we just follow the guidance and live happily. If we go with a, well, what about of ego, then we slide off into suffering. So not to lose sight of that clarity.
Right. The ego will try to claim that it's intelligence, that it's more intelligent.
Yes, it will. And then we watch it a little while and say, oh, dear.
Okay.
Not
yeah,
even
right.
close.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, go happy.
Go
Bye.
Happy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Ashwini?
Thanks, Jamie. Sorry, Sherry. Somebody was trying to call me while I was on the show, and so hard to juggle.
Yes, I've gotten three texts already, so it's a busy day in a lot of people's lives already.
Yes.
We're
all right. Yeah. So here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, this is Melody. Can you
hear
me?
Hello, Melody. Yes.
Hi. Melody.
Oh,
aloha.
I think I'm in shock. Aloha. This is Melody from Hawaii. And I can't believe I got on because, I signed up. I started at the beginning of the year, and I've been in the queue for months every day, and I thought maybe there's something wrong. But I got chosen today, so and I got a lot of resistance to even getting on the call because I felt like I really wasn't part of the monastery and all of you guys because I don't know a lot of you. But I'm in the other workshop going Beyond Fear and Resistance, and I really know that I have to participate or I'm not really in the workshop.
Yes. So, yes. And that resistance to participating, to showing up, is what we're all attempting to go beyond, right? Because just like we were talking about with Jamie, those are the two modes that we're living in most of the time. Either we're here and present and available to the guidance that life is offering us, or we're lost in an ego conversation that's going to result in suffering before long. So every time we recognize that we have a choice available, put myself in the queue. And that, I got to say, that it makes me wonder, technologically speaking, what has happened that you've been in the queue for months and your phone number hasn't come up. So I bet Ashwini is looking into that right as we talk. So to keep showing up and to keep doing it in the face of what ego would call rejection.
Oh, Sherry, it was something different than that too. It was like, oh, relief. I didn't get called. Oh, uh-huh. I won't get called because I'm really, they don't see my phone number, that kind of thing. But it was it was a little bit of both of those things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the whole process, it's been really great. I'm so glad I'm in this workshop. I am really learning a lot. And I'm really realizing how constant is the constant thing of being in the head and being taken over by these voices and ego and really working on it. You have to work on being aware.
a lot, huh? Like all the time. Because what you're seeing that is so important is that ego is working on us all the time. It doesn't sleep. Right? It's just going all night long. We wake up into it. We go to bed into it. We wake up in the middle of the night into it. It never stops. And so we have to learn to be just as vigilant.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And thank God we have all these tools, recording and listening. I've been really growing a lot in that process. And it's just so valuable. I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, and the thing that turns it for the people for whom it gets turned is that being present, being here, is so much happier. It's so much more pleasant. Life, the life is good, folks. They were in the present when they came up with that little slogan for their business, right? Once we get that, it's not... people ask about it periodically. It's not that we're saying we're happy all the time or we need to be happy all the time, but we can always be happy with whatever is going on. So in that sense, happy is a synonym for grateful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
and when
but
we get that, yeah, yeah, exactly. When we get uh-huh. that, then we really want to practice being aware, right? I mean, that's what you've realized.
Yes. The more I practice, the more I want to get into things. I'd love to come to the monastery at some point.
And so and you do. Shall.
So I shall. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But we always do what we actually want to do.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And hopefully,
and so you're seeing what you really want, which is to be here and present and participating and not caught up in those voices. So that's what you have.
Yes, that's it. And all of the good things that I hear from everybody, especially on this call, because it's a lot of you folks have already gone to the monastery and experienced that. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really... No, I'm just grateful to be a part of this workshop, and thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you, Melody. And the thing is, there are two things about it. One, old-timers are a real help to new folks because they, uh-huh. you know, people who have been doing it for a while and have that level of clarity and presence, those folks are proof that this is possible. We're not just making this up, right? But the new folks who are just getting started so inspire the people who have been doing this for a while because it helps to keep us in what Suzuki Roshi called beginner's mind. Just that fresh perspective of, here, and this is really good and hopeful and exciting and, you know, so... Everybody's got a role to play. So thank you for playing the one you're playing.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
All right. Mahalo.
Okay, well.
And go, and go happy, however we say that.
Ahui ho means see you later.
Okay. Ahui ho. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Melody. You know, Sherry, the most moving part about that for me was that experience of choosing oneself when it feels, and therefore, in other words, if there is no evidence in the way the conditioned system is scanning for it, that you are seen and accepted and belong, to persevere in participation as a mechanism of putting myself into that place rather than and experiencing that from the way I participate rather than by an external validation of my belonging. It is the muscle that we are trying to hone because that sense of belonging, that lack of the absence, that ability to experience that comes only when we can calibrate to satisfaction from a subjective place rather than an externally validated place.
Yes, yes. So I'm doing what I'm doing for me.
Yeah.
It just so happens that in an awareness practice, context, that is the least selfish thing we can do because I'm actually learning to get my in quote self out of the way in order to be present in the way you're describing. So I want to help because I want to help. I don't want to help because somebody is going to notice me and say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that kind of it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because it's the only way I can experience my sense of belonging unconditionally.
Yes. Yes.
Because otherwise it's always conditional on someone else's ability to see me or hear me or approve of me or reject or not reject me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
that conditioned mind orientation of the externals determine my okayness.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be combated unless you do what Melody was doing, which is even mm-hmm. if I don't get selected, even if that may be true in some conditioned reality, my ability to belong is actually under my ability to participate.
Yes. Yeah. It reminds me of one of my two probably favorite cartoons. So here we go. There's the opening to this fiery pit that is obviously hell. And there are two mm-hmm. devil figures mm-hmm. leaning against the wall of the entrance. And here up the path comes this guy with a wheelbarrow full of burning stuff out of that fiery pit. And the one devil says to the other devil, as they watch this guy kind of skipping and whistling along mm-hmm. happily, the mm-hmm. one devil says to the other one, I think we're not getting through to this guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there yeah. it is, right? Because I project he's having his own experience of being at one with all that is in the present, and mm-hmm. everything else is completely irrelevant. And the extreme nature of that picture is an indication for us of where we're actually going, not to mm-hmm. hell, but to that mm-hmm. place of nothing. There is no external. There is only this here now, and it is joyful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's an erosion of an orientation.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a painful. It can be a painful process, but it's the only way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Jane in Colorado.
Good morning, Jane.
It's so great to be here with you two. Conditioning did not want me to put myself in the queue, and I'm so glad I did. Thank you. Thank you.
Good. Good. And you are allowed to love and not...
Well, what I wrote initially was trust. But then I got this great insight that was very similar to the first caller's, where I say I love someone, and I am loving them, but there's so many conditions. I had never seen all these layers of, well, I love her, but she can't do that with me. Or I sort of love her, but I'll never really be that close. Or, you know, I mean, it's just like all these stories and conditions. I'm still getting at that conditions and conditioning, and where I'm trying to get is unconditional love. I mean, that languaging is just so rich.
So, yes.
So this is just a brand new drop in. I will want to record and listen about, I have so many categories when I'm loving, you know, what I should be doing. Yeah, just amazing belief.
And we can see it from an interesting place when we look at ourselves, right? So I want to be loved even if I sometimes get grouchy, even if I don't want to do something, even if I, whatever it is, right? I don't want people to stop loving me over those things. And yet, if I'm not paying attention, I can happily let conditioned mind, ego, do that to me about other people. So I forget that how much I love him because he's so grouchy. You know, when he's like that, I don't even like him. I don't want to be around him. So the double standards are really interesting to explore. I can see that I'm inherently lovable no matter what I'm doing. But other people, they need to meet the standard.
Yes, yes. And it's the other thing I'm seeing is that I see love as a commodity. You know, that it's more, you know, that the assignment was to love. So it's this action, but I still see it as something I'm, you know, sort of doling out, or
it's like money.
It's interesting
the way you say that.
Yeah.
It's commodity,
yeah.
Sort of like money. It's a medium of exchange.
Yes. And I have a lot of standards and beliefs about where I put my money, love. But yeah, so just that life just is calling me to be love is something I'm not sure I have a lot of experience. I know it's what I am and what I'm capable of. So I don't want to listen to conditioning, but I do feel
If you weren't there, though, Jane, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Oh, if I wasn't in the place of understanding what it is to be love, we wouldn't be having this conversation?
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah. So then
ego
wants to come in and say, oh, yeah, but you're not really like that. I mean, you're like this and this, and it wants to do a review of all your relationships and show how conditional they are and what's wrong with you and all that. But the fact of the matter is you realize that what you are is love. And I just found that love and money thing just really fascinating, because that's what ego wants us to do, is make good investments. And when the investments don't seem to be paying off, then it wants us to withdraw our investment and move on to something else. Right? So
yes.
So yeah. So you do you've got this.
Yeah.
And then
the
practice is to do what you know, not listen to what you're told.
Yes, and just bring my awareness back to, I don't do love. I don't invest love. I am love.
Right.
I be love.
That's right. That's right. It's not yours. There's no you to dole it out.
Oh, my gosh. Conditioning is so tricky. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because many people in my life would say I'm very loving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, but conditioning wants to say, you don't know anything about unconditional love. That's what you need to learn next, Jane.
And here, I'll help you learn it by showing you all of the ways that you are not that.
Yeah.
Say no thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how to do love, but you don't know how to be love, and you'll probably never will. Nope.
Yep.
And then my beloved teacher says, "Oh, whoops, you already are." Oh,
isn't
thank
that good?
You.
You are
so,
so welcome.
I am going happy and so
you,
grateful.
I can tell you are going happy.
I am going happy. Thank you. Deep bow. Thank you.
Gosh. Thanks, Jane. Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to bring them on right now.
Goody.
Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yay! It's Tracy in Colorado also.
Wow, big Colorado morning.
Big Colorado morning.
You're allowed to love, but not.
But you know what? But not be vulnerable.
Ooh.
And
from behind the barrier, you're allowed to love.
Behind the barrier, I'm allowed to love. Yes, but there's something about being really vulnerable that feels I have to protect that. I can't be around other people with that. Like, it has to be all me, and there's conditioning in that. So can I tell a practice success?
Yes, please.
That totally spoke to this, that I'm like, it's so rejoicing, and I've made lots of recordings, and it ties back into what you were talking about with Melody of being present is a happier place.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I did the hardest physical thing that I've ever done in my life, and I didn't train for it. I just a friend was doing it. I was with her last week, and she's like, "I'm doing." It was a 66-mile mountain bike ride. You know, 7,500 vertical feet. You know, out for 14 hours.
Great.
It was just it was the hardest thing I've ever done. So anyway, I said, "Okay, I'll do it with you." And you know, 4:30 in the morning start, and what was extraordinary was it was so difficult. And the person that I was with also, she did the recording and listening 6-week course that we offer. And to be in something so difficult with someone, and both of our attitudes stayed in that place of what is. And so it just felt like the mentor was present for both of us the whole time, and even how we were with each other. And we couldn't believe, we were both just, couldn't believe that it was so hard, but it was so happy. Like, we were enjoying and laughing and encouraging each other, and, there was energy. I remember, being at points of, oh, my God, my muscles have never been so tired, but life force is here. And it was, because the energy vampire wasn't there of oh my God, this is so hard and I can't do this and what am I doing? And it was never there. And so I just feel like I'm rejoicing in so many ways and how extraordinary it is to be with another person endeavoring in something that also has that, has been, willing to go through the process of recording and listening and directing attention, because it is an absolute delight.
Now, of course, I have to bring this back to vulnerability, right? So given what you experienced, do you think that maybe something that is perceived as difficult as being vulnerable could also be handled in the same way by the mentor?
Absolutely, and that was the beautiful thing about this assignment, because it totally was I lived the, oh my God, that's a belief, and it's so not true. It was, today was completely the opposite. It just trumps that whole thing, and getting to the place of I'm exhausted, we have to stop for a few minutes, being able to say that, and doing what needed to be done to take care of the body, and I need to stretch for a few minutes or whatever, that all the needs were completely accepted, and not only accepted but communicated, which sometimes conditioning doesn't let me do. And so it just felt like the assignment was perfect.
Yes. And is there a sense that having this clarity, you'll be able to take that into other aspects of your life that might be as arduous emotionally or spiritually or that sort of thing?
Yes, and I did. I made recordings, and even that, I hold back in communication sometimes in other aspects that have been tricky, and yet my experience is when I'm vulnerable and I do communicate that it's been received, and it's been, there's a softness that feels, and so I really want to up my game with that too.
In fact, Tracy, I would say that communicating from vulnerability is the safest place we can ever be.
Oh, I love that. I think I'm going to put that on a huge sticky.
Yeah, because the only thing that feels vulnerable is ego. And ego trying to hide out to be safe puts us in hideous danger.
I so see that. I've so experienced that, and I don't want to, it's really, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in that
go ahead.
I was just saying in that contracted place, there's no availability. And then yesterday, in that expansive place, despite the vulnerability and the difficulty, there was availability to life and availability
yes.
to connection and
yes.
availability to what's next, and to
yes.
notice, you know, how extraordinary it was that we were doing this.
Yeah, yeah. And you were just fine. You were absolutely fine.
Absolutely
in fact,
fine, yeah.
So
yeah.
to sum up, yesterday really was Independence Day for you.
Yes, I love that. I hadn't seen that before. My gosh, that's so true. It was Independence Day. Without fireworks, we're in a drought here, so I had my own fireworks.
Yes, you were providing the fireworks, or the mentor
yeah,
was, we could
yeah.
say. Yeah,
the mentor
right.
was, life was, yeah. Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, Ashley.
Oops, I cut her off. Too early. But that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry. And our assignment for today is I'll allow myself to cry, but not dot, dot, dot. Record and listen.
Okay. I'll allow myself to cry, but not. All right. Very good. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. And take care,
take
everybody.
Care
we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye.